No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network, and this morning we're going to be talking with the author of a very important book. And basically, why do we see the moral breakdown we do today? This is not happening by accident. It's very carefully organized. And of course, Hugh Hefner played a very important part in this. Hugh Hefner, Playboy, NBC's having a program on Playboy, and the Playboy clubs. They had a powerful impact on undermining the moral fabric of our society. And of course, the person who influenced Hugh Hefner was a man named Alfred Kinsey. And Alfred Kinsey was a disciple of a man named Aleister Crowley. Over this morning is William Ramsey, who's written a fascinating book about Aleister Crowley, and we will be carrying the books. William, have you sent me any copies of the books yet? We wanted to get
I'm going to send them out today, so I apologize. I've got them right there on the front seat of my car, so I'll send them to you today.
We'll appreciate that. Send a bill along with them, and we'll get that taken care of. But the book on Aleister Crowley is important. Why? Cindy, why did you actually write a book on Crowley? Why did you think it was important enough to spend a great deal of time actually researching and coming to understand who he was and why he did what he did?
Well, I think for me, I was led back to Aleister Crowley through the events of 9/11. I saw numbers that when I realized they were there not by accident, but were there as markers. Numbers were 11, 93, 77. These were old Crowley numbers and also Mystery Babylon numbers. So it led me back to Crowley. And when I started reading and researching about Crowley, I realized how influential he was upon the culture of the 20th century. Many of the musicians that I grew up with and a lot of the political figures and or cultural figures many of them have read Crowley, and such as people who L. Ron Hubbard. And so I really didn't have an understanding how deep the occult went and how sophisticated it was. And so when I started to recognize Crowley as a very important figure, then, and his ideas and ideology, that I really had my own view. I viewed Crowley from a Christian perspective. I do not respect Crowley. He's a very evil person, which is why I titled the book Prophet of Evil. And I really just was struck by how much he had influenced the 20th century. And these people, just like you said, Hugh Hefner and Alfred Kinsey and so many other figures, Timothy Leary, and so many rock musicians.
As for one.
Who's that?
The Beatles, certainly.
The Beatles, yes. They have a picture of him on their album, Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band, the rock group The Doors. There's an album titled 13 where Jim Morrison has his arms intertwined over a picture of a bust of Aleister Crowley. So, and Led Zeppelin references him, and some of their albums have his famous statement, "Do it thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law" on them. So these are very, very influential, you know, people who are influencing other people. And so that's what I wanted to have my take on Crowley. I didn't understand how much he was in contact with evil spirits, and I didn't know all this other stuff. And once I realized that, and you know, I wanted to write my own view of Crowley and his influence upon the events of what I consider his influence events upon 9/11 and the New World Order, and show that his ideology is clearly, for me, evident in the way the world is going right now.
Well, you mentioned L. Ron Hubbard. For our listeners out there, L. Ron Hubbard is the father of the originator of Scientology, an entirely new religion based upon what L. Ron Hubbard laid out. And of course, you have John Travolta, Tom Cruise, a number of very prominent people are tied into Scientology. And of course, it is based upon L. Ron Hubbard's and his view of the world, which is strongly influenced by a man named Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist. And he worshipped Satan. He called himself the Beast 666. So certainly in the book, L. Ron Hubbard traces Crowley back to his childhood. He came from a strong Christian home. Crowley knew the Bible. But instead of first identifying with Christ and goodness, he identified with evil. And the Bible talks about Satan. And that, rather than our Lord, Satan was his hero. So you pick the story up about what happened to Crowley, why he chose the course that he did, because he knew what he was doing was wrong, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he understood good and evil, but for some reason, he had a gripe with, you know, the Christianity that he grew up with. He felt it was too antiseptic, and it became kind of he wanted to be free of that when he grew older, is what his sensibilities were. He grew up in a subgroup of the Plymouth Brethren called the Exclusive Brethren. He was only allowed to read the Bible, you know. So for him, I think that he saw, at least this is what he said, is that he saw this move to the occult as some sense of liberty. So, but he was very well read, not just the Bible, but other books that had been written up to that time. He had gone to Cambridge. He was so wealthy that he had the benefit of private tutors, and went to the best, you know, what would be the equivalent of American high schools in England, and so he really had a kind of a first class education, and he was very intelligent. So he once he came into the occult, that's why he was such an important person in the occult, is because of his erudition and his ability to compile so much information and create his own religion, much like L. Ron Hubbard. I mean, he compiled all this mystery Babylon information into a system, and he definitely said that he was a Satanist. He said, "I was not content to believe in the personal devil and serve him in the ordinary sense of the word. I wanted to get hold of him personally and become his chief of staff." So, you know, he's really one of the arch Satanists of the 20th century and recorded history in a lot of ways. You know, we have such good records of Crowley. So,
we'll be back in just a moment with William Ramsey, his book, Aleister Crowley, available for Radio Liberty. Give us a call if you have any questions to come.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces
in our community.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Doc. And back here, our guest this morning, William Ramsey. We're talking about his book on Aleister Crowley. And of course, Crowley came from an excellent home. He was well educated. He had a great deal of money. And who do we have calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Howard calling down from the Wall of God. Hey, I was hoping that maybe you might have your guest expand upon Crowley's association with an ultra-dimensional being by the name of Lamb. Thank you very much, and I'll listen off the air.
All right, I don't know anything at all about that. Do you know anything about that, William?
Yeah, there's Crowley spent time and was not afraid to contact discarnate entities. He had had contact with evil spirits most of his life that he wrote about. He referenced one in his encyclopedic book called The Equinox, which was a 10-volume repository of occult knowledge. But there's a picture on there of this being called Lamb. Lamb is his word for the way. But he called it Lamb. This being is it's strange. He made a drawing of this being. He made drawings of his astral travels and a lot of different things that are very unusual drawings. But this particular drawing of this being is a being that looks very similar to what would be called in the UFO kind of lexicon, a gray alien. And this was drawn sometime in 1914. So he drew something. Lamb is a very interesting and a much talked about element of Crowley's life within ufology because of this drawing that was done before, much of what's happening or being discussed in the UFO field today. So he preceded this knowledge. So, and here's the interesting thing is that some of Crowley's followers, one of his followers, whose name escapes me right now, he wrote about Lamb and said that Lamb was a representation or a disguise of another being, which was called AWAS. AWAS was the being that gave and transliterated or this book called the Book of the Law, which Crowley received in 1904. So according to one of Crowley's followers, Lamb is AWAS, and according to Crowley, AWAS is Satan. So, this Lamb being seems to be a representation of a devil, or the devil, and that's kind of a complex, of maybe overly long explanation of this being Lamb, but it's a very interesting element of Crowley's life.
And of course, the thing is that you have to understand that these forces are out there; they're not imaginary. Crowley, coming from a Christian perspective, wanted to contact Satan. Either there was a portal by which you could reach the other dimension. Do you think he ever actually was in contact with the other dimension, William?
Yes, I think he was in contact all the time. He his rituals were intended to be in contact. He had rituals intentionally trying to contact with the devil. He was always involved in this type of events. He was trying to witness. He said he witnessed devil on the seashore when he was at his Abbey of Filima in Cefalù, Italy. So in certain of his working, a lot of these occultists, when they do their rituals, a lot of times they call it a working because it takes place over days and days and days. And in one of his workings, he said he witnessed something that, you know, indicated that sometime in the future the devil would be the ruler of the earth. And, you know, there's all kinds of things like that in the kind of deeper mysteries of Crowley's rituals and workings. But, you know, he said when he was younger, you know, in his 18, 19, 20 years, he said, you know, he was an explorer of the spiritual world, but he said, since therefore it was my business to explore the spiritual world, my first step must be to get into personal communication with the devil. So, you know, he definitely had, there's so many different spirits that he had contact with. One was Coronzon. There was the wizard. There were all of these types of spiritual events that were contact with evil spirits in his lifetime. So he recorded them all dutifully. He was very serious about keeping records.
Now, basically, he was a Mason, and he was a 33rd degree Mason for some years before he was invited to join the Golden Dawn. What is the Golden Dawn? Why is that important, the Order of the Golden Dawn?
The Golden Dawn is a group of people who were already Masons, and they were a magical group that congregated in London at the end of the 19th century. There were very important people in the Golden Dawn who were, important in English society. William Wynne Westcott, Dr. Woodman, there was the person who Crowley drew the most influence from was a person by the name of MacGregor Mathers. MacGregor Mathers spent time uncovering old grimoires and libraries. He found or wrote the Lesser Key of Solomon called the Goetia. It's about 72 chief demons. He also was involved in the Kabbalah. So there was all of this information. These people were all people who had gone through Masonry and went on for more occult knowledge. One of the books that was written by one of the founders of the Golden Dawn was called Numbers, Their Occult Power and Mystic Virtue, and it stated about the number 11. You know, the number of 11 has an evil reputation among all peoples. It is an essence of all that is sinful, harmful, and imperfect. It symbolizes destruction, violence, and death. Well, that was Crowley's number. He adopted 11 as his, you know, prime number for most of his life. So a lot of his statements and a lot of the books that he wrote were based or influenced with this evil number. Like, for example, his Do What Thou Wilt Shall Be the Whole of the Law, 11 words. And anyway, getting back to the Golden Dawn. So the Golden Dawn was very influential, and it really was a springboard for Crowley. It taught him so many different types of things about ceremonial magic that he used that for the rest of his life. And, you know, Crowley started his own magical morning. He referenced much of the work and influence from this Golden Dawn group.
And I think it's important for the people to understand that most Masons really don't understand Masonry. It has many levels. Each one, of course, reveals new secrets. But here's a man who is a 33rd degree Mason for some time. And then he is, of course, invited to join the satanic levels of Masonry. And this is really what it's all about. This is the ultimate goal. What it's really all about is the realization that there is another God. I mean, we have the God of the Bible, but there is another God far more powerful, at least according to them. Of course, you and I don't believe that the devil is more powerful, but he's very real. Knowledgeable Masons will acknowledge this. Most Masons have no idea, and they're quite sincere when they say, "Why, I've never heard anything about Lucifer," and they're telling you the truth. Some of them will say that when they do know. Now, Chris, then Crowley went on to form his own secret society. What was the OTO? And why was
that? Well, the OTO was initially started as a German secret society. It's very similar in bearing to the Golden Dawn, but it was German, and they had made certain certain things that made Crowley attracted to it. And eventually, when the founders of the OTO passed away, Crowley became its head. He was the head of the OTO, which is probably the most dark and malevolent satanic secret society in the world. And Crowley was its head until 1947.
And then, of course, 1947 is when Crowley died.
Correct. That's correct.
And of course,
so he ran with a kind of an iron fist, they said, and, you know, it was very hierarchical. Crowley was always the head of it. He rewrote their rituals. He added his own materials. And, you know, some of the old line members, apparently, of the old OTO were, you know, chafed at Crowley's overbearing personality. But he ran it for a good 20, 25 years, is my understanding.
Does it still exist today? Do we know?
I think so. I think that it still exists in form. I don't know how influential it is. There are OTO bodies that do exist in the main cities of the United States. And, you know, they are still do some of the rituals that Crowley wrote. He wrote what's called the Gnostic Mass, which was influenced by the Eastern Christian Church masses. But instead of having a Bible at its center, Crowley used his Book of the Law, the book that he received in 1904, and it's very profane. But that's still this ritual still carried on in certain places in the United States today.
And I think when you say received, it actually was channeled through him. In other words, he was a program by a demonic entity to write the Book of the Law. Would that be a fair statement?
Correct. In 1904, he was in Egypt with his wife, and his wife said, "They're waiting for you." Crowley was led to the Egyptian Museum. Back then it was called the Bullock Museum, but on none other than Stella 666, the number of the beast, there was something there that indicated these gods, and he was instructed to go back to his room, create a temple, and over 3 days, for 1 hour a day, some being in the back of the room that was from the corner of the room, he said, dictated to him this Book of the Law, and he wrote it. He said, "I'm proud of my personal prowess as a poet, hunter, and mountaineer of admittedly dauntless virility, yet I was being treated like a hypnotized imbecile, for only worse, for I was perfectly aware what I was doing. My own unconscious was just thus in alliance with I was," and he said he was paralyzed as long as the pressure lasted. So he said that, you know, this being dictated the book, and it's a very sacrilegious, nasty book. And some of the information is like, "My number is 11, all their numbers who are of us." So there's the 11 is repeated within the book. There's, some very serious blasphemies in the book. And, "Slave shall serve" is repeated, which is something Crowley, you know, repeated. He believed in a feudal system. And, this is why Crowley thought of himself as a prophet, because he received this evil, you know, spirit. So he was an evil prophet. And, much like when I wrote my book, and on the intro to my book, I referenced the King James Bible back in the, Old Testament, in the, you know, time where Elijah and Ahab, and Elijah says, you know, "Send to me all Israel to Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal." You know, so I kind of saw Crowley as this, Old Testament prophet of Balaam or Baal.
And of course, it's so vitally important that people understand the Gnostic influence, Sydney, and people, most Christians, really are totally unaware of the Gnostic influence in our society today. Could you discuss why the Gnostic influence is so vitally important? It's a tragedy that we don't learn about it in churches. Our ministers don't tell us about Gnosticism, and yet it is one of the most powerful religions in America today. It's the basis of Masonry, the basis of Crowley. But what is Gnosticism? Why is it so vitally important?
That's a good question. I don't, for me, Gnosticism is kind of mystery religions and mystery, mysterious doctrines and ideas that, you know, that are kind of outside of the standard Christian texts. So I think that Crowley definitely was that type of person who would go back into different books and try to find hidden knowledge and inculcate that into his kind of outlook and his works. But I think that, you know, it's also something that it's New Age. It's kind of like New Age information.
It is really the basis of the modern-day New Age, but it's the belief that there are two gods. There's the God of the Bible, the inferior God, and then the superior God, who is Lucifer, who really gives you total freedom. I mean, after all, the inferior God gives you all these restrictions. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. But Lucifer gives you ultimate freedom. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent appraisal. I think that's what Crowley, when Crowley says freedom, it's not freedom from sin, it's freedom from rules. And, you know, he always restated that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with William Ramsey on Aleister Crowley, our number 1-877-254-7522.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan, our guest is William Ramsey. And William, before we go on, would you like to go ahead and get out your website? People know how they can get in touch with you if they wanted to.
Yeah, my website is occult911.com. And the books that The book is available on Amazon. It's available at your website. And
it'll be available
on
Radio Liberty as well.
I'm sorry?
And it'll be available through Radio Liberty as well.
Exactly. And I do have a couple of documentaries. I made a documentary based upon the work that's in the book, and that's called Prophet of Evil. That's available in Amazon. You can also, it's video on demand, so you could download that from the Amazon website. And I also did another one called Occult Hollywood, which is kind of like this other program that deals with the kind of satanic influence of rock and roll. This one was more the satanic influence of Hollywood, and that's also available if people are interested in seeing that.
And it's finally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand this occult influence is in Hollywood. It is in television. It is in our schools today. Why do you think they took God and prayer out of our schools? Why do you think they teach evolution in our schools, but they will not allow the mention of God? You know, it's should be so obvious that this has nothing to do with the Bible or American tradition. It has to do with the fact that there were Masons on the Supreme Court of the United States in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. From 1941 to 1971, and their job, they were put there intentionally to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. And the fact that we've allowed this to happen, and the good people have not stood up and not understood the very real influence of the Satanism and Masonry, and of course they're all part of this same Gnostic effort. This has become not God's nation, but Lucifer's nation. Once you understand that, you realize the real danger that faces America today. Would you agree or disagree with that concept, William?
I would absolutely agree. I think that there is a spiritual war going on that, goes up and down, and there are people who, you know, to obtain power and control over, they want to make sure people don't read the Bible and keep them ignorant of, God's rules, and it's really a spiritual war about what people can do with their free will. And Crowley used his free will to do evil, and the best thing to do is use your free will to do good. And unfortunately, that once you understand Crowley and some of the Mystery Babylon doctrines, you can just see the occultism everywhere in our current society, and it's a very dangerous place to be. There's been other occult societies that have literally been destroyed. I mean, Nazi Germany was an occult society, and it was just a totally satanic nightmare. And, Americans need to be very wary and aware of these dangerous evil doctrines and spot them, and see them from the watchtower and reject them as well for themselves and their families.
And we have to expose them. The average individual has no idea these things are going on. The average individual has never heard of Aleister Crowley, a 33rd degree Mason who was with me there for a number of years before he was invited to go to the next level, and that was the Order of the Golden Dawn. Well, certainly, what sort of response have you gotten from your book? Incidentally, I would comment for our readers, this is listeners, this is a very well-written book. I was very impressed by it.
Thank you.
A lot of scholarly effort and a lot of fascinating information about Crowley's upbringing in a fine Christian home with a fine Christian father, and yet Aleister Crowley chose the dark side. But what's the response have you got from people who've read your book?
Well, it's been, I think, uniformly positive. I think people see that, my point is that, this is an evil, dangerous person, also a sophisticated one. So for them, it's eye-opening, much like my eyes were opened as well by just seeing that this person kind of existed. So I think it's been uniformly good, and, I think I'll probably do a revised edit, sometime in the next year and get another, so there's some more information I'd like to put in here. But I think other people have seen, once they understand Crowley and his system and how he used the Kabbalah and how numbered representations were important, they can see that, and his ideology, they can see that his influence is greater than they generally understood. much like for me, like I didn't know his influence was so vast.
Now, the Kabbalah is the foundation of Jewish mysticism. It has nothing to do with the Jewish religion. Actually, of course, it was adopted by the rabbis when the children of Israel were in Babylon during the Babylonian captivity. And some of the rabbis picked up on these mysteries of the ancient, the mystery religions, and codified them into something known as the Kabbalah. What is the Kabbalah, and what influence did that have on Crowley, who was not at all Jewish at all? He came from a Christian background, but he recognized within the Kabbalah the foundation of this mysticism that he wanted to identify with. What is the Kabbalah?
Yeah, a lot of these mystics, they all go back to the Kabbalah. For some reason, the Kabbalah has a lot of importance to them. I think the myth of the Kabbalah that the knowledge was stolen from heaven by a rebel angel, and I mean that's what supposedly happened. And there's so many different parts to the Kabbalah. There's the tree of life. There is the gematria. There's different ways of interpreting things. Numbers are very important. And so for Crowley, in the Kabbalah, at least in specific, there's the gematria, which is the numeric value of a word. And for Crowley, the two Greek words, thelema and agape, both equal to 93. So those were important Kabbalic words that are transliterated by the gematria into 93. And the tree of life, Kabbalic stuff was very important to Crowley, and a lot of it is a basis for his occultism. So, that's what the story is that it goes all the way back to Babylon.
And of course, to most people, these idea of numerology, these just sound pretty crazy. And on one hand, they are. On the other hand, we ignore them as if we do that, why we are leaving ourselves open to a great deal of danger. We need to understand how these other people work, because to them numerology is very important, and they pick dates ahead of time that have great significance for important events to take place, such as the September 11th attack. On America. Would you like to talk about that and the significance of what happened and why this actually drew you into your study of Crowley on the attack on September 11th, 2001?
Yes, I mean, I saw the September 11th attacks. I believed what the government was telling me about it. And after a couple of years, I started to doubt the public story, but I kept seeing these numbers that were integrated into the event, and the numbers were 11, 93, 77, and 175. I didn't know of their importance, but they were in the event to such a degree that, they weren't at random. So my research led me back to Crowley. 93 is Crowley's number.
We'll be back in just a moment. Remember, these are the numbers the airline planes that passed that day. We'll be back.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502. Or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Family Center, La Familia in Fort Collins, says strong family connections, personal faith, and moral values are the stepping stones to what our children and this country needs. Let's put the emphasis back where it belongs and give our children a solid foundation for tomorrow.
This message comes to you from the Family Center, La Familia, 309 Hickory Street in Fort Collins. Another concerned local area business interested in the safety and welfare of our community. Give them a call at 970-221-1615. That's 970-221-1615. On the air, because they care. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, of course, is William Ramsey, his book on Aleister Crowley. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, and you say, this just sounds so crazy. I mean, it couldn't be true, and yet, is it reality? Did Aleister Crowley have a profound impact on the world we live in today? Are there really Luciferian organizations? Absolutely. I mean, Crowley is not the only one. Certainly we have the Bohemian Grove, where they worship before the symbol of the owl, who, of course, is the symbol of Satan. We have the Skull and Bone Society, where you were inducted. You kneel before the replica of Lucifer. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for William, he's done a tremendous job in compiling this information. And believe me, this information permeates certainly our entertainment industry, every aspect of our life today. And even though Crowley died in 1947, his influence is here through rock music, and certainly the Beatles were disciples of Aleister Crowley, as were many of the other major musicians of that era, carrying over into the tragic situation where we are today. What do you see as far as the fate of our nation is concerned? A nation that has embraced the ideas of the arch Satanist, Aleister Crowley. Where is America headed, William?
Well, I think that it might be a reflection of those people who followed Crowley. People who followed Crowley, a lot of them, went in madness, engaged, some of them died unfortunate deaths, and, you know, the fate of the country is going to be dependent upon, you know, whether people, you know, abide by the rules of God or the rules of Crowley or evil. So I think that in as much as we can, you know, essentially repent and get away from these evil doctrines, the first thing is to recognize that they're evil and recognize the influence by Crowley, and then, reject it. And it's a very dangerous situation, particularly because children and the young people are being inducted into these ideologies right now, and they're acceptable, deemed acceptable. And, I think that unfortunately, that will reap an unfortunate harvest by people who adhere to these doctrines. And a lot of these kids are being, a lot of Crowleyism is inculcated in the Harry Potter films. The one that just came out broke all records for sales. And, you only have to watch those to see the number 11s pop up and in those films. And, so it's unfortunate, but these are, you know, the times that we're in where that conflict between good and evil is always out there, I guess.
Now, what films are you specifically speaking of that have the number 11 in them?
Well, the intro to Harry Potter, the first one, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, has the number 11. Harry Potter's name, all of the letters of his name are 11s, and in the intro, it talks about him, something happens on his 11th birthday. But the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, which I haven't seen, I don't really know if it's actually the 11s are in there, but they're suffused through, the Crowley's doctrines are suffused through, J.K. Rowling's books. And she actually changed her middle name to the, to the letter K, which is the 11th letter of the alphabet. She doesn't know her middle name is.
And of course, that it was very obvious reading the Harry Potter books that she was the disciple of Aleister Crowley. I mean, didn't she bring in many of the things that he brought into his writings are in her books?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she talks about many of the things in the occult that Crowley talked about, his kind of rituals. They talk, there's all kinds of occult information in her movies and books. I have not read them in detail, but I know there's hand fasting and oaths and the doctrine of the will. That's very important to any magicians, you know, and it's also, I think, it even goes back into biblical references. I think when Satan, I can't remember which book of the Old Testament, but there's five statements of I will. You know, I will ascend into heaven, and I will, you know, I can't remember them offhand. I have to go back and look at my research, but that's the will is very important, and it's repeated frequently in her books.
And, of course, these are the most widely read books. Our children were just fascinated by them. They sent me the showing of the Aleister Crowley film this last week or so, you know. The largest opening, our largest amount of money ever gotten from any film was for the latest, the Harry Potter series. Children waited all day long to get in to see that film, and it profound impact on their minds. Fascinated by the supernatural, but of course, the supernatural that they're fascinated with is linked to Lucifer. That's what tragedy is, and these children know more about the supernatural than they do about the Bible. And we have a whole nation of young people who go to schools where they teach basically there are no moral values, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. They teach Darwinism, but they do not allow the mention of the word God. Everything is done to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. It's being carefully coordinated by the highest levels of our nation, the United States Supreme Court. So basically, William, I said, yeah, I think you've done an important job getting the information out on Aleister Crowley. We've got a minute for you to wrap up the program. What are your thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
Well, all witchcraft is essentially satanic. The devil is at the head of all witchcraft practice, and I think my book, I try to just show a part of that and show that it's influenced 9/11 and what we call the New World Order, and it's evidenced by Crowley's numerological tags that are suffused into 9/11, and people need to be aware and watch out. A lot of the people who are doing these evil things are a small minority, but they have a large influence, and they have the will to impose their influence on a majority of people, and they have to be rejected, identified and rejected. And I'm just trying to do my part and blow the horn to help people wake up and realize that, you know, these are evil things, and the you don't want
to see. Time, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Yes, it's been William, ma'am. Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321. The staff at Don's Handyman Service reminds all parents that drug abuse is a national plague. Please sit down for a loving and caring talk with your children about the dangers of drug use. Education begins in the home, not in the classroom or institution. That was courtesy of your friends at Don's Handyman Service, located in Fort Collins. They're a concerned corporate neighbor working for safer communities for everyone. They wish everyone a happy summer season, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with William Ramsey. We will be carrying his book. We think it's important. You must understand that there is a powerful satanic influence that permeates every aspect of our society. How does that fit in with all the other things we talk about? Well, this is why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because, of course, it takes you to the fact that there are not one but many organizations out there. Do you want to understand the Bohemian Grove? You need to get the DVD where you'll see the leaders of our country. We're talking about the men who are the presidents, the men who are the vice presidents, the men who are the secretaries of state, and they all go to the Bohemian Grove where some of the participants wear their hoods and their capes and they have their candles and participate in the rituals in front of the Great Owl. Who is the Great Owl? We have their material, their written material. If you get it in from us, just ask for the written material on the Bohemian Grove. We'll send it. And they tell you about their deity is not the God in heaven. Their deity is the owl. Who is the owl? It's a symbol of Moloch, of Satan. Do they all understand this? Perhaps most of them do not. But some of them do. They understand what this is really all about. And of course, if you see this DVD, actually made by Alex Jones, and we're indebted to him, he actually snuck in there. I think he risked his life to do it. And then, of course, if you want to see a fictionalized version of it, it's a film called Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise, made by Stanley Kubrick, who mysteriously died before the film was actually ever released. But he produced the film Eyes Wide Shut, and you'll see the same symbolism, the leaders of the world with their capes and their hoods and their candles. This is not a make-believe world, ladies and gentlemen. This is the world we've been dealt, the world we live in. They're taking us into a war with the Muslim world, the end of America as we know it, the destruction of our currency. Get informed. Read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to my talks on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret, and their syllabuses come with both of those. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to get our four tape sets on the Bohemian Grove, our four tape sets on Skull and Bones, we have the DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We have the several books on the Skull and Bones Society. And remember, of course, both George Herbert Walker Bush and his son, George W. Bush, were members. And George Bush, in the year 2004, ran against John Kerry, who was also a member of Skull and Bones. There are only about 600 or 800 of them living. And you mean out of a nation of 300 million where you'd only find two members of Skull and Bones, one a Republican, one a Democrat, as our choices in 2004? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. The decisions are made, and you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate not of your choice, but of their choice. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs you know, 24 hours a day. If you have an iPhone MP3, you can listen to our archives there. You can listen to our live programming at radioliberty.com. We have shortwave. We have all sorts of means you can get it. And then, of course, please join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to